Heather Andrews, international four-time best-selling author on Amazon and seven-time author, has gone from restructured to reinvented through the power of story. With her publishing company increasing with 95% business growth in 1 year, she has been nominated as Entrepreneur of the Year by Business from the Heart. She is on a mission to help others share their stories with the world, to help inspire and heal others. From her signature books on Amazon, top 10 bestseller, Obstacles Equal Opportunities, and number one bestseller, The Real Journey of the Empowered Mom Boss, Heather is poised for supernova and taking her company to the top. As she owns her own media production, Tenacious Living Station, she runs her own podcast, The Heather Andrews Show, and the network holds over 500 podcasts of her and others. Her radio show, Follow It Through to Your Stellar Life, has an international following. Heather's dynamic and inspiring manner, her voice for self-discovery, and fearless revitalization makes her a woman with a mission. Are you ready? Here's Heather.
Thank you for joining our show. Today, we are talking with Donna Erickson. She will be sharing with us some of her secrets of her longevity as an entrepreneur of 35 years. Donna, I am so excited to have you on the show today because I think this is the type of information that's going to be so valuable for our listeners. So welcome.
Thank you, Heather. And this is just so much fun. I love to share the things that I've learned through my years. And this is just another a fun new way, using technology, new way to adapt and move forward and be able to share all the things that I've learned through my years. So thank you. Thank you very much.
So just tell us a little bit about, you know, going back 35 years and how you landed up moving into entrepreneurship.
I truly do believe in our soul's journey and in our quote unquote fate. And that's, I'm just following the road. I'm just following what's been set before me. And I believe what people tell me. You know, some people call it being naive, but I believe what people tell me, and things have been set in front of me, and I just go with it, and I just go with it, and I do. I went straight from high school to cosmetology school to learn to be an esthetician, and from there, you know, I've gotten my jobs, and I've worked for others as well as working for myself, and the journey's just put things in my path, and I just move through it. Because I believe I can. And I believe that's the biggest difference, is I've always had a belief that I just can. I've never, don't get me wrong, it's not that I've never doubted myself. We all doubt ourselves. But I've always had this bigger something inside me that I credit my mom with. You know, she told me all throughout my life that I could do anything that I wanted to. She was my biggest cheerleader right up until when she passed away. She was my biggest cheerleader. And so she instilled that in me. And so I've just always moved forward going, okay, this is what comes next. And this is what I'm doing now. So yeah, you know, you have to believe in yourself.
And then within that space of belief, I'm sure that resiliency was a big key piece in this, because it wasn't always just straight line to where you are today.
No. You know, I'm sure everybody's seen those little infographics that are going around on Facebook lately, right, about the success story of entrepreneurship. It's the little top of the iceberg. And then you see underneath the realities of what it takes and all the things that are involved in that. And that's, the picture shows the underneath of the iceberg and how much bigger it is. Yeah, it's not a straight line journey. It is not a quick marathon. It's the long haul marathon. And there's stops and there's sudden turns. There's hairpin turns. There's stops. Sometimes you stop for a while. I work with my business coach and she talks about expansion and contraction. You know, we're always taught and we believe right from children, move forward, go to the next thing. And we always have this misconception that it's always, okay, I've done that, now on to the next bigger thing. Now I must do something bigger. You can't always keep expanding. You have to have contraction in your life, in your business. there's ebb and flow. There's daytime, there's nighttime. Everything has to have a balance. So you can't just keep going and going and have huge success without something going awry. You know, you've got to take some time to sit in it and enjoy it and let it be for a little while, and then you move forward. So yeah, no, there's been ups, there's been downs, there have been times, especially in business, when you have a slow period, you know, and you're not doing as much work as you think you quote unquote should be, and there's not as much revenue coming in, and you start to doubt yourself, and you're like, oh my God, what have I done wrong? Where is everybody? Why isn't anybody contacting me? Where's the money? You know, and so you start to doubt yourself. So absolutely, there's hard times and there's good times. There's great times.
And what are sort of like, if you go back over the years and you talk about, you know, the contraction and the expansion and the things like that, what have been sort of those times of contraction? And were those areas during that time that you had good lesson learning and reflection?
Absolutely. And you know what? What I'm seeing when I look back, because, you know, as entrepreneurs, we tend to think of, oh, this is me at my business, and then this is me at home with my family. They're two different things, and I'm two different people, but we're not. We are who we are, and we're the same across the board. And as much as you try not to let your family things come into your business life, I can see sitting back a lot of the contraction came at the time. Actually, you know, and again, here's that fate thing coming in, that soul's journey. Contraction came at a time when I needed it to, for my own health benefit, my own personal healing benefit, and so that I could be with my family through different times. So yeah, absolutely. They're connected.
Absolutely. And you know, it's just so funny, like we try to be there so often for our family and our clients. And sometimes, you know, the family has taken a priority, and I actually just recently lost a client because of that. But there was just certain things that happened that day, and I explained them to her, but she still chose that I was not the right fit. And, you know, and I think that's the biggest piece, is sometimes, like, even though you explain the expectation, there's just certain things that people just don't necessarily understand. So they're not the right fit for your business. And that's another big topic right there. Like, not every client is for you.
Absolutely not. We are not everybody's cup of tea or cup of coffee, however you want to put it. That's okay. There's so many people in this world, and there's enough people to work with for every single one of us, you know, and it's okay. And we can't do the comparison game. We cannot compare ourselves to anybody else within our own category of industry. We always just have to be the best version of ourselves, serving others in the best way that we possibly can. And then that's going to draw to us the people that are a good fit. And yeah, sometimes you're going to find somebody who's not a good fit, and that's okay. You know, that's okay. And just let them go. Let them, thank them for hopefully the lesson that you've learned from encountering the person who's not a fit. You know, it's like, okay, where was I maybe a little too rigid in the way I conduct myself? How could I have been more flexible to fit with this person a little bit better, to serve them? So yeah, absolutely.
There was something that you said that I wanted just to kind of go back on, because in your first statement, you gave so much value. And I wanted to just go back just for one second. And you spoke about having a business coach. And so often we think, oh, well, I need a business coach, or I need a coach to mentor me because I'm just starting, or I need this because I'm at this point. And when you said that your business coach was, you know, you were still in touch with your business coach, I'm just curious, can you, even after 35 years of business, can you explain like why that mentorship and having somebody that you're accountable to or that guides you through certain things is so important?
Thank you for revisiting this, because it truly is probably, you know, if I could look back at my younger self, that would be the thing I'd say, you know, work with somebody who knows more than you. Don't ever, I'm 35 years in as an esthetician and having my own businesses, and there's so much more to learn still. you never know everything. You always want to learn from somebody who's gone before you. You know, anybody who coaches and mentors is they're the first one to stand up and say, talk to me, ask me, learn from me. You don't need to reinvent the wheel. Just take what I've learned and make it your own. You know, they're huge cheerleaders for you, and you can learn so much from them. And I have learned so much from my coach. So as technically as an esthetician, you know, I get to touch people and I get to treat people and heal their bodies. But so that's my area of expertise. The technical side of things and the bookkeeping side of things, the money side of things, did not come easy to me. And I didn't know better. You know, I was doing for so long only what I'd ever been taught before, which was very minimal. So from working with my business coach, I've learned how to really create a viable business, you know, one where I'm taking care of myself first. I take care of myself physically, mentally, spiritually, financially, that sort of thing. And then that allows me to create a more viable business. So yeah, it's invaluable. Look for somebody who knows more than you do.
I love that. Look for somebody who has more experience and has gone before you. I love that. It almost sounds like the Star Trek.
Exactly.
To the land where no one's experienced it before.
Yeah, so beam me up, Scotty.
Unfortunately, there is no beam me up, Scotty.
It would make things a little easier.
That's awesome. I always said that, well, there was a joke a little bit ago, and I said to my friend, I'm like, I said, this entrepreneur thing, I said, is not me. It's not for sissies. It's just not. And I've had to just lean in so hard to know that things are going to be okay. And I've had to just know that it's, you know, just trust in self, trust my judgment, trust my guidance, all right. And when you talk about the undercurrent of the iceberg, and you get bounced back, and that's that contraction piece. Cause if something's not like fluid, it means back to the top of the surface. And then you got to come back through this again, cause you're not ready. And what made you pick business in skincare? Cause I know that this is going to be, I'm going to open this up because I want to know more about your business. Cause I've heard such rave reviews about what you do.
Well, like I say, that's my soul's journey. And it's been on that path. I went straight from high school to cosmetology school, where I learned to become an esthetician, and I've just gone from there. I can look back. I truly know that my soul picked this journey and this way of being and serving others, because even as a little girl, where I lived when I was little, we had neighbors who were, you know, good friends with us. Their children were my age and we played together. And this neighbor, the mom, she was an esthetician. And one day she took myself and her daughter to her business to visit and that sort of thing, as we were running some errands. And I remember going into her business, into her clinic. And I was in awe. I don't know, how old was I, 7 or 8? And I loved everything that I saw in that space. And it was so funny, because then I look back at it and I'm like, here I am. This is what I'm doing. So I know that it was just meant for me to be doing. I love everything about what I do. I think our body, our human body, is amazing, amazing. And I love that I'm grateful to have received the education where I can read the signs in the skin and I can assess and understand what's going on, what's kind of an imbalance is going on, because my focus is always to bring you back into balance or stasis. And so I can read the signs of imbalance and bring you back to that balance and healing. And I love it. I love it. It's just amazing.
That is awesome. Cause so often we do not think where someone can look at our skin or, you know, and know that there's something bigger going on.
Everything that goes on inside your body has a reflection in your skin. And when you understand what should be there, you can read the signs of the imbalance in the cells and systems and help to bring those cells and systems back into balance so that everything can function optimally. So yeah, it's really, really cool.
And in the 35 years that you have been doing skincare and esthetician and that, and that service, how has the industry changed? Sorry, big question.
Oh, it has grown in leaps and bounds, much like the technology, right? In you know, we can look back in our lives when we were young and, you know, we didn't have cell phones and you shocked everybody. We went from old style pen and paper files and old style paper, you know, appointment books. And I brought in a 286 processor computer and put the appointment thing on there and all the client files on there. And so that's been changing and it's grown exponentially so fast for us, hasn't it? Technology. Well, guess what? Skincare is exactly the same. We know so much more today about skin function than we ever did. When I was trained 35 years ago, oh my gosh, we still believed things about skin that were, you know, 50 and 60 years older than even when I was in school, right? So I was learning skin physiology and chemistry that was thought about back in the 1920s and 1930s. It was ridiculous. And so now we know so much more than we ever did before. And so because of that, our products are reflecting that knowledge. So products have become so technologically advanced. I work with products that have nanotechnology in them. So awesome, right? I have products that get to the cellular level that I want it to work at, not just on the surface. So yeah, and so that helps me to correct, as I said previously, about cells and systems, because that's really what it's about, right? I've been looking at secretions and excretions and cellular function and cellular mitochondria activity and cellular turnover. This nanotechnology that I have in the products that I use enable me to affect them in a much shorter term. You know, it used to be that you'd have to be on products for months at a time to start seeing changes. Not anymore. Within a week, 2 weeks, you're seeing and feeling the difference in your skin. And within a much shorter time frame, we elicit the physiological change that we're looking for in your skin. It's so cool. It's so exciting.
That is fabulous. I look forward to coming and visiting you one day. You're on my list.
Yes, when I'm in Edmonton. I'd love to give you a phenomenal facial.
Yeah, exactly. And what is the one action, you know, because we've kind of gone back from entrepreneur to skincare, and then we brought it back together with the power of the mentorship. And then, you know, you staying in your zone of genius, which is the skincare piece, and then outsourcing the other part. But one of the things that I wanted to make sure that we talked about was, what is the one action that you did in your business that resulted in increased revenue and that consistent growth?
Networking. You've got to, as an esthetician who works in a, you know, in a private little room, you've got to get out from that private little room. All the beauty industry. If beauty industry folks, if you're listening, get your butt out of your salon. You've got to go network. You can't be the best kept secret. You can't.
No, you can't.
And you can have a great referral program, but you know what? Clients are still not really going to talk about you. Here's the sad thing. You know, if you do something bad to somebody, that person is going to tell their whole circle, oh, don't go to Betty. You know, she did this to me and it was really bad. Everybody's going to know about the bad experience with Betty. But when somebody has a phenomenal experience with Betty, yeah, they might tell one person. If they encounter the one person in the world that they know within that first half hour after they've been to Betty, oh yeah, I was just at Betty. She's great. You should go see her. But then it's gone and it's out of her brain and she doesn't talk about it anymore. It's kind of the weird way that our human mind works. So you can't expect your current clients to give you tons of referrals. It's the truth of it. It's not going to happen. So you've got to constantly be finding new people to let new people in the world know that, hey, I'm here and this is what I can do for you. You know, because you lose good clients. Life changes. They move out of your area. You know, they just get busy. Maybe their budget changes and they can't come and see you as often anymore or not at all. So you've got to keep finding new clients. And so you've got to get out. You've got to go meet and greet. And it's a skill that you have to learn, but it's necessary. Yeah, that's my number one.
That's beautiful. And then what would be your number two?
Number two, persistence. Believe in yourself and have persistence. Don't make an emotional decision that will affect you financially for a long, long time. Don't make an emotional decision in a bad moment that's going to affect you for a long, long time. So be persistent, have courage. It'll be okay.
And then everybody's always got top three. So we talked about number one, talked about number two, and then what would be number three?
Education. I'm huge on education. I also do education within my industry. I've been an educator at a local beauty salon supplier for 30 of my 35 years. And so I love sharing what I've learned. And I continue to learn in the last 7 years that I've been working on this latest business of mine. I've been fortunate to be in attendance myself of people who know more than I do. And I've taken my knowledge to the next level. So always up level your knowledge and get out there and keep learning. Education's huge. It's everything.
And then just creating that value, because I know that you're a teacher, and so you're teaching physically in like workshops and beauty schools and things like that. But you've recently taken a different turn, and you've gone also into writing a co-author chapter in a book. Tell us a little bit about what that's been like.
I love it. It's so much fun. It was just fun to me because, interestingly enough, I guess I've always been a reader. I'm an avid reader. I love books. I love the feel of books, the smell of books. I love stories. I love reading. And in high school, I did a writing class, actually, and I really, really loved it. And, you know, as life happens, I never really went beyond that with my own personal writing. It was that disbelief in myself. So I sat with it, and I haven't done very much writing at all through my adult life until somebody introduced me and said, "Hey, would you like to be a co-author in a book compilation about money?" It was like, okay. I knew that this is presented to me for a reason. And so I just jumped on it. That's the one thing I learned. Just when an opportunity presents itself, say yes. Say yes now. Who says that? Isn't it? I've forgotten who says it, but say yes now and figure it out later. Right? That's what I did. And I just started writing. I do some writing because I have a monthly newsletter, which sometimes I do it in written format. Sometimes I do it as a video blog. And, I've even my monthly newsletters, as little as they are, I've gotten great feedback from my people on my list about my newsletters. They're like, "That's great. I really love your stories. And the message is always great. And it always helps me and makes me feel better." And so it was fun. And so then I started to write out my story for this book compilation part. And I thought nothing of it. You know, I started out as bullet points. This is what I'm going to talk about. Then I stretched those out into sentences, and then I put it all together. And I didn't really think anything of it until I started getting the copy editing part coming back to me from the copy editors. And when you read it that way, when somebody else hands it back to you, it was awesome. It's like, I have a kind of a cool story. So it's been awesome. It's been so much fun. It's ignited in me to do some more writing now, actually. So
when we first interviewed you for the What's Money Got to Do With It story, we talked a lot about the concepts of money and embarking upon entrepreneurship. You almost have to leave the money story at the door. And our parents and our grandparents had a whole different belief around money than how we might have been brought up. I know my parents taught me about there's never enough. There's, you know, we only have so much to live on. And when I embarked upon my entrepreneurial space, I had to leave that money story at the door. And I know that you talked a little bit about that we can change that story. And that's why this book is so imperative, because we're going to shift the paradigm and we're going to put the money talk on the table to bring it to the forefront, because it is something that needs to be spoken of. And so when we talked about changing our money story, you know, what were some of the things that went through for you in that space for you to move through to be the success that you are today?
Yeah, the story, those paradigms that we grew up with stick with us until we consciously make an effort to change them. We couldn't help ourselves. You know, it was what we heard and it was what it was implanted, and it starts what's running in our brain. And it's not that our parents and grandparents were bad people and that they sucked at what they did. It's just, again, it's what they knew and it's what ran that program in their mind. And it made it difficult for them to change it. I'm grateful that we live in this time now and we have conscious awareness around the fact that this doesn't have to be our story. We are not where we come from. And so we don't have to stay stuck there. I didn't have an awareness around all of this until this last incarnation of my business. You know, I have on my journey, I've been meeting people that have been helping me to change that money story. My first business, that money story was still running, you know, and that's why I walked away from my first business. I didn't even sell it. I just walked away. I handed over the keys to this beautiful young woman that I had been working with because that money story was still playing in my mind. So it takes conscious effort to realize and recognize this is not my story. This is not my story. This is not my belief. This is something that I carried from childhood, and it's okay, but I can do better, right? As Oprah says, when you know better, you do better. So I'm grateful to have been learning to do better. And so I'm doing better now. I'm doing better for myself with the money, and it's helping me. It's bringing me, you know what? It's bringing me more opportunities, like the book writing, like working with you, doing this podcast. It's awesome. And I know that this is going to help me share my message and share the knowledge farther and wider. And so it's so exciting.
Absolutely. And I think the biggest piece to know it too is that, you know, it's an evolving journey. And even though, you know, you went through all of your longevity and your twists and your turns in your entrepreneurial journey to go and mentor other women and men to go live their greatness and know that, you know, that they can create something and serve clients and make them feel better and help them educate and live a better life by putting great supplementation and food into their body. Like, I mean, because everybody thinks, oh, it's just a facial, and but it's not.
Absolutely.
It's so much more than that.
There's so many pieces to our journey, whether it's personally with the work I do with people that I do their skincare work, or with the entrepreneurs that I do to help them realize that there's many facets to their business. It's not just the work that they personally do to get revenue, but it's all the background pieces. It's their financial story. It's their marketing. It's their team. It's their, you know, it's all of the pieces that have to come together. And there are ups and downs, and it's okay, you know, but get help where you need it. You know, I that newsletter that I spoke of, I don't put it out. I don't know how to get it on the technology. I hand it over. I've got two virtual assistants because I don't do this part. This is not my expertise. You know, whatever your expertise is, what you do that you love so much, you do that and let everybody else do the other stuff.
Well, you let them do what they're good at.
Absolutely.
Yeah. And I mean, and we've just had, and when you say that, it just makes my heart sing, because I mean, I have a publishing company, I have this podcast network, but at the same point, I can't do this without my people. I just can't. And, you know, and it's also, and you, when you move through those space, and when you move through those spaces, you know, that, you know, your vision becomes their vision. And because they're supporting you, and it takes on a whole evolution all of its own. And it's just so cool.
Absolutely. Because you know what? Nobody can do it alone. Nobody can do it alone. And that's why you need a coach, a mentor, or somebody in your life, a mastermind, you know, something. You've got to talk to other people who are doing what you do, because only they understand what you're going through. Only they understand that you're having a really bad day and you need somebody to say, it's okay. You know, that what's happening today is not what's going to be forever. So it's okay.
I remember one of my mentors telling me that everything changed within 24 hours.
It sure does. We know that. We know that, whether it's unfortunately in bad ways, we see these stories all the time, don't we? That, you know, loss of life within seconds sometimes. And so definitely within 24 hours, things change, but they can also change for the good within 24 hours.
Absolutely. What is the name of your company in Edmonton, Alberta?
Raven, like the bird, Raven Advanced Aesthetics.
Excellent. And where can people find you on social media?
I am on Facebook, both personally as well as my company. I am personally on LinkedIn. And I also have my own website for the mentoring and business mentoring portion of it, just under my name. So DonnaErickson.com.
So once again, everyone, you've heard it today from Donna Erickson, her long-lived passion for what she does and having to create that for others. Donna, I am so blessed that you joined us on the show today and just being so open with everybody about their health and their wealth, and because it is more than, and your journey as an entrepreneur, because it is more than just skincare, right? So I thank you so much for joining us, and it's been such a pleasure.
You're welcome. Yes, thank you. Thank you. This has been fun. I just love having a great conversation.
Excellent. And I thank you to our listeners for joining. And I'm Heather Andrews, helping you live your stellar life, which is one of serenity, transformation, energy, laughter, love, and activity, and a resiliency for better relationships with self and others. Go out and live your stellar life.